This week's Parashas Naso, deals with the inyan of Sota, the wife who is accused or suspected of adultery. And the Torah goes into a lot of detail, and the Gemara as well explains all the halachas. And one of the things the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, is that a woman, to prove her innocence, so she could drink from the Mei Sota. She could drink from the waters of the Sota, and if she's innocent, they'll live happily ever after, have children. If not, there will be dire consequences. So the Ramban points out this is an exception to the general rule. Because generally speaking, a mitzvah does not involve a nes, a miracle. Usually, they're mutually exclusive, because a miracle means it's from God. A mitzvah means mitzvah, I'm doing it. I get credit for it, I'll get rewarded for it. So there's no place for miracles when you're doing mitzvahs. They're usually mutually exclusive. However, the Ramban writes, this is one of the few exceptions to the rule that within the mitzvah of the Mei Sota, the mitzvah of Sota, there's a nes happens, with the nes of the water. So the Ramban asks, why over here, why specifically by Sota do we have an exception to the rule that we have a miracle happening even though we're involved in a mitzvah? And the Ramban, Nachmanides, tells us a very important yisod. The Ramban tells us, because this involves shalom bayis. This involves peace of household. In other words, there's nothing that could really get back this couple together. There's no trust. If you're lacking trust, so no matter what you say, if you don't believe the person, it's not going to make a difference. The only way to potentially bring back the marriage together is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and gives a sign and says, this woman is innocent. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if God tells you, so then you know it's 100% true. Any individual, you're still going to have some doubts. So specifically here, the only way to bring back this marriage is through a nay, so therefore God's al shalom bayis is willing to perform nisim in order to bring back marriage. As the Gemara tells us, Mizbeach Morid, when a person gets divorced, that the Mizbeach cries. So in order to create shalom bayis, we're even willing to have a miracle involved in the process. So that's what the Ramban points out, that Sota is an exception to the general rule, that when it comes to mitzvahs, it has nothing to do with miracles. But here is a miracle involved within the mitzvah. And this concept of shalom bayis isn't just a homiletical one, isn't just a nice sermon, but it's really a halachic principle. We find the Gemara in Shabbos in the second parak talks about the following question. The Gemara says it's not a 21st century question, or perhaps not even a 20th, but a person's afflicted with poverty. It only has enough money to either buy candles for Shabbos, candles for Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. The Gemara says, off the bat, Ner Shabbos wins. Candles for Shabbos wins because the purpose of Ner Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis, peace of household. There's nothing worse than someone walking around in the dark, you stub your toe, it creates tension, friction, and a light brings a certain joy and happiness. And that's why even the doctors tell us today there's a period called SAD, seasonal adjustment disorder. During the winter months, people get more depressed because there's less light. The more simcha, the more light, so the more simcha. And you know, and even then the rabbis knew this long ago, and that's why it says Alisha. Even the Alisha said, Tzuli Minage, give me someone to play music. In order to get up to the spirits of prophecy, to get to a simcha, I need some music to get me going. Or Yaakov Avinu, before the bracha, he wanted a nice piece of meat and some nice ribs and steak. So there's nothing wrong with using artificial means to get simcha. So the Gemara says, Ne'er Shabbos wins because of the important value of Shalom Bayis. In fact, the Gemara goes on to say, what about between Ne'er Chanukah and wine for Kiddush? So the Gemara says, Ne'er Chanukah wins because that's Persumei Nisa. So publicizing the miracle beats out Tadyah. Wine for Kiddush is more often, every week, and Chanukah is only 8 days. So therefore, you have a conflict, the principle of publicizing the miracle, Persumei Nisa, versus the concept of Tadir. Therefore, Persumei Nisa wins. So that's the, and in fact, Tosas has raised a question there, is that true, that Persumei Nisa beats Tadir? The Gemara goes on to explain that when we have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, so the order is Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah. We said Chanukah beats out Tadir. Just like we said, if you have enough money for candles for Chanukah, beats out wine because publicizes the miracle. So how come we read Chanukah at the end? Why don't we read Chanukah first? So the different answers in the Rishonim. Some say we only say Persumei Nisa Adef. That's if it's either or. But if you're doing both, so then we apply the principle of Tadir. Others say, no, Persumei Nisa Adef always wins, but we want to read the Haftorah at the end. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara Shabbat. But what's clear is the concept of Shalom Bayis beats out the concept of Persumei Nisa, publicizing the Nes, as well as Tadir Sheino Tadir. So, and in fact, that's why if you only have enough money, you use it for candles. So we see Shalom Bayis is a halachic principle, not just a homiletic one. And that's what they point out as well. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara about, mezuzahs, and there's a discussion in the Rishonim and in the Gemara on how you actually put up a mezuzah. Is the mezuzah vertical or horizontal? Machlokes Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. So the Minhag Ashkenaz is we compromise, we put it on a slant. It's interesting because this Machlokes Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam isn't limited to mezuzah. It also applies to Sefer Torah, how to stand up the Torahs in the Ark, as well as how to put the tefillin, the parashos in the tefillin. Yet by Sefer Torah and tefillin, we take a stand. But by mezuzah, we compromise. Why is it that we compromise when it comes to mezuzah? So our rabbis tell us a tremendous yisod, because what's the first thing you do when you walk into a Jewish home? You see the mezuzah on the door. And you see the mezuzah on the slab. And you have to realize, you can't say it's either my way or the highway. In other words, if you're too rigid, it's not going to work out. Whether it's husband and wife, parents and children, or just good old roommates, you have to realize you have to compromise to make peace. And that's why we take 3 steps back before when we end Shemona Esrei. Oseh shalom b'broma v'yaseh shalom. And sometimes in order to make peace, you got to take a couple of steps back. And that's what the mezuzah represents. Shalom bayis, sometimes to have a peaceful home, you have to take a couple of steps back, you have to compromise. And in fact, they know, they say Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the great Gedolim, he was very machbid on, I'm sure, all mitzvahs he was meticulous with. He was known for his shalom bayis. He was known for his relationship he had with his wife. In fact, the minhag is in Yerushalayim, when you go up and you give a hesped, a eulogy, you ask mechila from your spouse. So Rav Shlomo Zalman got up and said, I don't have to ask mechila from my spouse. I never did anything to wrong her. On one hand, it's a little discouraging because we think about us. On the other hand, what a tremendous thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman was on a tremendous level of Shalom Bayis. In fact, they saw a Maisa, which Rav Shlomo Zalman, that I guess after Yeshua, after Yeshiva one day, he's walking home with the Talmidim, with his students, and he's about to walk into the door of his home, and he fixes his tie, gets his hat ready. So the student said, like, what are you doing? Why are you fixing up your tie? Are you expecting guests at home? He said, certainly I am. Because the Gemara tell us, Chazal tell us, that when the husband and wife, when their family is living b'shalom, at peace, so Hashchina Shora, the divine presence comes down. But if people are fighting, there's no Achdus, there's no Shalom Bayis, so then God runs away. So Shalom Bayis is, you bring the divine presence in. Mechikas Hashem, destroying God's name, is you, by fighting, you send God away. And that's why, Sifrei Kabbalah Ragel, Sivaru Eish Bechol Mosh Rosechem Yom HaShabbos, that don't kindle a fire in your house on Shabbos. So obviously, it means you can't make a fire, but they say that Lo Sivaru Eish Eish to Eish of Machokis. Besides, all year round, you should never have a Machokis, but there's a special Isser on Shabbos to fight. That's why there's no Machokis, there's no Mises Spacing on Shabbos. For Shabbos is a day of Shalom, of peace. And therefore, there's a special prohibition not to get angry, not to fight on Shabbos. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to bring in the Shechin in his house so there was peace of household. But when you fight, it leads to destruction. And in fact, that's the famous Rav Yitzhak Ochanan, the importance of Shalom and unity. In fact, we just read last week in the Tochacha, Parshas Bechukosai, when it begins off with destruction, but then ends off with a message of hope. And we told you, remember the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Yaakov is spelled differently. The Yaakov is spelled with a Vav. And it's the only time in the Chumash it's spelled with a Vav. There are four other times in Tanakh. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that Eliyahu, five times, he's spelled without a Vav. And they point out that it was interchangeable, because the Vav is the Vav HaMachaber, that Eliyahu was continuing Yaakov's mission of Geula, that Yaakov revealed to the kids about the Mashiach coming, and part of Eliyahu's job, besides answering halachic questions, is to bring peace. And therefore, the Vav HaMachaber, or Vav, is always a connection, Chibir, from connection. His job is to connect all the people, connect all the Jews. In fact, that's how Rav Yitzhak Elchanan writes on the Pasuk of Emoro Kohanim Bnei Aaron. Speak to the Kohanim Bnei Aaron. Speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron. You know, Aaron was known as Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. Aaron was known as someone who loved peace and ran after peace. And he always went ahead. People were fighting. He said, don't worry. They didn't mean it. He used to bring people back together. So the purpose of the Kohanim, the Jewish leaders, was to make peace. And that's what Aaron did. And that was the function of the Kohanim. However, the Pasuk says, how important as unity is, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Don't defile yourself while you're making peace. That if unity is a great thing, but if you're going to defile yourself, so then you've gone too far. As the Gemara tells us in Mechoros, that the person wanted to bring a bundle of reeds into the home. And the reeds were, let's say, 10 feet wide. The door was only 5 feet wide. And the guy was pushing, pushing, and pushing, trying to squeeze them in. And ultimately, he knocked over the home. He knocked down the house. The Gemara says, this is an example where you cause more harm than good. If by getting the reeds in, and that symbolized unity, if you're going to knock down every edifice in Judaism, you're going to knock down every principle, so you've gone too far. L'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav. And that's the message here. The Parsha of Sota, that's the only time in the the Rambam points out, well, within a mitzvah you have a miracle. Usually they're mutually exclusive. But the only way to get the husband and wife to get back together, to bring the unity back, is by God giving testimony that the woman's innocent, so God is willing to do it. And that's the concept we have by Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos takes precedence over Neir Chanukah and wine for Kiddush because it represents the most important principle of Shalom Bayis. The light in the house brings a certain type of Shalom. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman epitomized, among many other things, the concept of Shalom Bayis. He says, if you want the divine presence to be in your house, you have peace. If not, that's Mechikas Hashem. Mechikas Hashem is fighting. When God sees us fighting among families and friends, he runs out of there. And that's the concept of the mezuzah. The mezuzah, the first thing you notice when you walk into a Jewish home is the mezuzah slanted to realize in order to get peace that one has to compromise. And therefore, as we know, sometimes you got to take Oseh Shalom Uromo, sometimes you got to take a couple of steps back in order to move forward. That's the concept here of Shalom Bayis.